Have you ever thought about the existence of intelligent extraterrestrial life or aliens? Hey guys, Andrew here with Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. Aliens from another planet. It's the stuff of science fiction, movies, and a lot of people's thoughts. But what should Christians think about aliens? We're going to talk about that in our devotion today. It was written by Kevin Zeller and is called Anyone Out There? Even if aliens existed, it wouldn't matter. God, the creator of the entire universe, took on the flesh and nature of a Homo sapiens, a human male. He retains this flesh and nature still today, even as he rules all things. God is one of us. Where does this leave any potential intelligent alien species? Certainly not at the center of attention. Jesus is the focus, along with his people, whom he will live with forever. We see that in Revelation 21, 1-5. He will reign from the earth, the home of our species. That's the message of the gospel, and aliens have no significant part in it. This way of thinking is foreign to modern people. We know space is vast, beyond our comprehension, and Earth is, frankly, a tiny speck swimming in the universe. We're used to thinking of Earth as insignificant. But cosmic scale does not determine significance. Jesus Christ is the creator of all things, the king of everything. His people on Earth are the center of his focus, his joy, and his love. So let's talk about this. Have you ever thought about the existence of intelligent extraterrestrial life? How does Jesus' incarnation, becoming human, affect the way that we think about our species? How does Christ's love for us change the way we think about our place in the universe? As we read in John 1:14, "So the Word, Jesus, became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." Now, I'd encourage you to read John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, the verse I just read there, as well as Colossians 1, 15 through 20, to help keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. How would you like to write for Unlocked, just like Kevin did? Visit unlocked.org to check out our writer's guidelines, and you could submit something for the next edition of Unlocked. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.